Hi, this is Nikki from Local Splash. I'm speaking with Corey.
Yep.
Hi, Corey. How are you doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I'm actually calling with regards to our scheduled client interview, and this call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. It's now still a good time.
Okay.
Sounds great. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Corey, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, we'll verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay? All right. So I see it here, Corey, that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the secret question with John. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Campbell's Tree and Stomp Service LLC, correct?
Yes.
And the address that I have on here, that would be 289 Zero Check Lane, Kalispell, Montana, 59901.
Yep.
And is this a home address or an office location?
The office location.
Office, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yep.
All right, sounds great. And let me see. Oh, have you uploaded your business documents already, your business license and insurance? I think you already did. Okay. All right. And are you open to publicly displaying your office address? Google heavily rewards verified addresses with better local rankings. Are you okay to share the address online or do you want to hide it?
No, they can see it. People come there and get firewood and stuff.
Gotcha. All right. So you're going to go ahead and share this. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds great. And let me see. Oh, you already have the call tracking number, so that sounds great. And I just want to make sure that I got your correct email address, and that's corey@campbelltreeandstompservices.com.
Just service, not services.
Oh, let me see. Oh, yeah, thank you so much for that. That's corey@campbelltreeandstompservices.com. All right. Thank you. And I see that you already have an existing website, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I see that you are using the Google Workspace, so I'm pulling up the Campbell's Tree Service and StumpService.com as your domain name. So that leads me to my next question. Would you like us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or would you like us to create a new design that can maximize your book jobs?
You guys already created that website for me, so.
Oh, let me see. Let me just go ahead and pull it up.
Campbell's Tree and Stump Service.com.
Got it here. Oh, yep. Just verify it.
So, yeah, we'll just do some revisions on it, you know?
All right. So if you do have some revisions, just let us know what would be the changes that you would like to do on the website, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me just see it here. I'm just going to note something. Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, actually, I have a very good package with us right now, Corey. So let me just check it here. All right. And you already have the call tracking, so that's good to know. And also, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice meeting? For this, Corey, we do have a one-time fee of $19 where we can record and implement a brand quality greeting on your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear ringing your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Camps Del Tree and Storm Service LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
I have a question about that.
Mm-hmm.
Is, say it's an existing customer.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next menu?
Okay, so if it says it is an existing customer, you will hear a whisper sound in your end that says it's an existing customer. So it says press 1 if you are a customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So you will hear a whisper message that they are an existing customer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't, like, remember everybody, and I don't remember their address and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
Will they have to put in their address and stuff, or?
Oh, that is when at least you have an idea that the customer calling you before you answer is an existing customer. So you would know, and you will actually discuss it with the client.
Okay.
And you'll
well,
be
then,
able, yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I need that then.
All right, yeah, we can skip this. And if ever you'd be interested, you can always add this anytime, okay?
Yeah.
All right. And you're already using a Google Workspace. That is very good to know. So let's go ahead and check it here. Okay. So now let's identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here, Corey, shows that you do provide 3 services, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
Tree removals.
Tree removals, okay.
And stump grindings and trimming and hazard tree removal.
Hazard tree removal, okay. All right, so I actually see some keywords that you have with us before. I'm going to go ahead and read the keywords. Let me know if you want to keep this, okay?
Okay.
So you do have this tree services, tree trimming, tree removal, 24-hour tree removal, tree cutting, residential tree services, stump removal, stump grinding, tree root removal, fruit tree care, customer tree services.
Take that one off.
Okay, going to take out the fruit tree care.
Anything that says care or, because I don't care about them, I just trim them. I don't provide any like herbicides or anything like that. So
mm-hmm.
I want to focus only on the removal, the trimming, the stumps, and the hazardous tree removal, like dangerous tree removal.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, how about... we can add a hazardous tree removal, and actually dangerous tree removal also a good keyword. So maybe we can add both, okay?
Just yeah.
That will change for dangerous tree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope we're looking at the same thing, because I pretty much already had this all on there.
Yep. But. So I just want to make sure that we'll take out the care. But let me add, we also have here tree root removal and custom tree services. Are you going to keep this?
Yeah, tree roots, fine. Custom, yeah. I mean, I just do ornamental trimming. That's custom, you know. But.
Okay. And are we going to keep the firewood sales and firewood supplier?
Yeah, and put in also a bucket truck. I got a bucket truck, so emphasize on the bucket truck a lot.
Okay, bucket trucks. Okay. And I've added here hazardous tree removal, dangerous tree removal, bucket trucks. Are we going to keep the lumber milling?
No, I'll take that off.
Okay. All right. And also, I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you, Corey. Let me know if you want to add any that I have from the list, okay?
Okay.
So we do have already the tree services as your first keyword. We have already the tree removal, am I going to add here tree pruning?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Do you want me to add storm damage tree removal?
Yeah.
Okay. We already have the hazardous tree removal. And, okay, let me see. I think we have covered most of the good keywords. Is there any other service related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
Did you put stump grinding, right?
Yeah, we already have stump grinding.
Okay. Oh.
And stump removal also. Okay. Do you want me to add arborist services or no?
Yeah, go ahead. Well, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to add any other keywords?
You got ornamental on there?
Oh, yeah. That was on your, under the custom tree services, but I can add ornamental. What is it again? Ornamental.
And ornamental trimming.
Trimming. Okay. Gotcha.
And fruit tree pruning, you already got that.
Gotcha. Fruit tree pruning. I haven't got that one yet. I'm going to add it here. What else? Do you have anything more to add?
And you got the firewood.
Yeah, got a firewood supplier and firewood sales.
Oh, those are bucket trucks.
Yeah, we already have bucket trucks. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I think that sounds good.
All right. Anyways, let me see. For bucket
trucks.
Oh,
wait. Try adding defensible spacing. Or fuel reduction.
A fuel reduction?
Fuel reduction and defensible spacing.
Defensible spacing.
Yeah, defensible, like defense.
Defense, okay.
Yeah, it's fire fuel reduction. Put that, fire fuel reduction.
Mm-hmm. Fire fuel reduction. Are we going to have also, aside from fuel reduction, I'm going to add fire fuel reduction?
Yeah, fire fuel reduction.
Okay.
It's so that we thin out places so that the fire doesn't spread, you know.
Gotcha. So I have added here fuel reduction, defensible spacing, and fire fuel reduction, correct?
Yeah. And then I guess you put wood chipping or yeah.
Wood chipping, what else?
Brush chipping.
Brush chipping?
Chipping, yeah.
Chipping, oh, gotcha.
And log removal.
Log removal. Mm-hmm. What else?
Mm. I guess that's it.
Okay.
So what were you asking about the bucket truck?
Let me just go. Yeah, with regards to that, for the bucket trucks, am I just going to add here the keyword bucket trucks, or do you have any specific keywords for this? It's only bucket trucks?
Under bucket truck, you could put canopy reduction.
Okay, that's the one. Okay.
And
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I could think Christmas lights with it.
Okay.
I really don't.
Okay, just for now, let me have this bucket truck, canopy reduction. And I'm going to read you the other keywords that we have added. So we have added here tree pruning, storm damage, tree removal, arborist services, ornamental trimming, fruit tree pruning, fuel reduction, defensible spacing, fire fuel reduction, wood shipping, brush shipping, and log removal.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other service that you want to add? Are you okay with this for now?
And you've got the, you've already got the hazard tree removal.
Yes, yes. I got the hazardous tree removal and dangerous tree removal.
Okay. Put tree topping.
Tree topping and?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or?
Oh, and put tree climbing.
Okay. I have added tree chopping and tree climbing.
Tree topping, like taking the top out of the tree?
Yep. Oh, tree topping.
Yeah, yeah.
Tree topping, tree climbing. What else? Are you good with this, or you still have any other keywords that you want to add?
You still what?
Oh, are you still going to add other keywords, or are you okay with this for now? Okay.
That's okay.
Well, anyways, Curry, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, please reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
All right.
So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
I don't know. We take pride in our work and strive to do our best. I don't know.
Okay.
We're on time. What sets us apart?
Is this a family-owned business?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I own it.
And
my wife used to work with me. She doesn't work with me anymore, though.
Okay.
She did.
That's okay. Let me go ahead and note that. Do you offer free estimates?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. And is this locally owned and operated?
Yeah.
Okay, we can start from there. That is a good description. And do you have a mission statement, or are we going to keep the old mission statement that you have?
Yeah, I guess that one's fine.
Okay, so we have here a stump both tree and stump service. Our mission, let me just pull it up. Okay, let's just keep it the same one. So our mission is to provide the safest and most reliable tree services across our entire community. With true passion for our craft, we look to exceed expectations as our customers at all times. So let's have this. And are we going to keep the same tagline that says, skill sets, you got to have them?
Say what?
Your tagline before says, skill sets, you got to have them. Are you going to keep the same?
I don't even want a tagline.
Okay, so I will let him know that we will take this out. Take out the tagline. And how many years have you been in business?
21. I started 21.
Oh, you started the business 2021.
Yeah, but I started in the industry in 04.
Oh, so your business started 2021, but you have more than 20 years of experience, correct?
Yeah, that's amazing. When I started in 2004 is when I started in the industry and started the business in 21.
Gotcha, sounds great. So I'll note it here, the business started 21, but you have more than 20 years of experience. All right. And how many people work with your company?
How many people? Right now, I've just got me and two guys.
Okay, you got three for now. Okay, that's a good number. And let me see, do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Both.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to confirm that I got here correct hours of operations. It says from Monday through Friday, is it 8 to 8, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.?
Yeah, those are good times.
Okay, how about Saturdays and Sundays? Are you closed or do you do by appointment?
Oh, I mean, I work on those days too, but I prefer not to work on Sundays or Saturdays, but I will. You know, it just depends on the option.
So do you want to add it here? Saturdays and Sundays, you only do by appointments?
Yeah. That's good. And the 24-hour thing, because it says 24 hours, I guess that would just be for storms, like emergency storms.
Oh, emergency services. How about I'm going to put it here, you're available for emergency services.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me add that. And for the types of payment that you do accept, you do cash, checks, and PayPal?
I don't do PayPal. Cash, checks, and Venmo, I guess.
Okay, so that's cash, checks, and Venmo. Not going to do PayPal.
Yeah, don't do PayPal.
All
I
right.
I like doing Venmo. I prefer cash and checks on
you. Oh, do you want me to take out Venmo?
Say what?
Do you want me to take out Venmo?
No, cash sometimes. Sometimes I just need that option, though, you know, so.
Okay. All right, so we just said. Cash, checks, and Venmo. Alrighty.
No, I mean not PayPal. Venmo.
Yeah, Venmo. I'm taking out PayPal.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and now that we have your business information, Corey.
I'm on the phone. Stop. Sorry, what?
Yeah. Now that we have your business information, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 of the directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. So you will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer? Do you want to work with the first option, the one that we highly recommend?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, okay. I get tons of spam calls anyways.
Gotcha. Okay. And, yep, I just want to update it here in my end. Just want to make sure. Do you still have the same business license number, the 3777471C, or do you have a different business license number?
I think it's the same. I mean, I don't know if they change it. You have to renew it every so often. But,
yeah.
My question, I got a question, though, because yesterday or the other day when I spoke to the guy about doing some SEO, he said that you guys had a option that was $500, but they were offering it to me for $250 a month. And then... but he mentioned the putting me out there on all the on the one you don't recommend, you know. So do I?
Yeah.
Does it cost the same whether I pick the one that you guys recommend or not? Or
oh, yep. Actually, the one that we recommend, there's no additional cost for this, like optimizing your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. No extra cost for that. Yep.
Okay. Let me see about my license. Hold on.
Okay. And just let me know once you have your business license number so I can update it here in my end, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I got my son here, so it's...
That's okay. All right. And would you like me to continue asking you more questions?
No. Hold on.
Okay. I can wait for that.
Trying.
But if it's not handy, just let me know.
Go ahead and keep asking the questions. I'll go look for it in the trunk.
Gotcha. And let me see. Let's cover your Google Business Profile. Now, Corey, the key asset for booking high-value jobs. So I see here that your business is located in Kalispell, Montana. So for this, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And I would like to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. But I just want to make sure, are you going to target the same area that we have at Turner? And let me know if you're going to change your service area or the areas you want to target, okay? Because I'm going to ask you specific cities or zip codes that you want to target, but let me know if you're going to change any from my list. Are we going to target the same, like the Lake County, the 59860, 59901, Flathead County, 59911? We have 59917, Lincoln County, and 59919, 59920, 59923, 59925, and 59937.
How about I just do the cities? Because I don't know. I'll just give you the cities that I do most of my work in.
Okay. So how many cities are you going to provide me?
Okay. I don't know. I'll tell you. There's Kalispell. Summers. Lakeside. Polson. Then going the other way, I will cover Whitefish. And Big Fork. And Columbia Falls. And and Marion and Kyla.
Okay, I think, let me see. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I actually highly suggest that we keep it under 10. Would that work for you?
Yeah, how many did I just give you?
Okay, so I think I have here 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I guess you could add you could add one more. You say under 10 or 10 is good?
Yeah, let's do 10.
10, okay, then there's, I already added Pulsum Crystal. Eureka.
Eureka, okay. So we have Kalispell, Summers, Lakeside, Pulsum, Whitefish, Big Four, Columbia Falls, Marion, Tyler, and Eureka.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think you know that you have an existing Google Business profile, right? And we still have access to it.
Yeah.
So since we have access, I will let our team know that once we're done with the client interview to continue and working in the account, especially that you have your local search engine optimization as part of this, okay? Because before, we already have running Google Verified for you, right? You have a very good package. That is good to know. All right. Sounds good. And
so
let me see.
When you guys aren't going to make it so where I have to re-verify anything, right? I mean, I already, like when they send it in the mail, I don't like having to do that because it takes me off the list of Google. And
gotcha. Yep. I see here that you talked with my team yesterday. Actually, the one that you talked to yesterday was your account manager. Her name is Catherine. And she just actually verified that you don't want to do the Google, I mean, you don't want to do the verification video, right? Or the verification again. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It messes up my, how high I'm up on this thing, you know?
Actually, I see it here that she already mentioned that you're not going to, your Google Business profile is already verified.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, as I see it right now also, I'm actually pulling up your Google Business profile and it is verified and it has a good standing. It has 55 reviews. Let me see. Yep, 55 reviews with all 5 stars. Amazing. All right. So I will let the team know so that they can optimize your Google Business profile as part of the service that our local search engine works. So let me see. And let's talk about Yelp now.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't like going on there. It's kind of like it's an extra burden. But, I mean, if people could just call me instead of message me on that stupid thing.
You want to skip Yelp? I can go ahead and skip Yelp for you.
Well, I mean, it's fine. I mean, it's another avenue of revenue. It's just I prefer them to call me. I don't want to have to go answer messages, you know, or text. Text is fine as long as it comes through my phone. But me having to log in to another service and read the messages through their portal is annoying. I'd rather just have it come right to my phone if they want to message me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know if it's possible to optimize that, if that's even possible.
Yep. Actually, that's what I'm going to ask you. Do you have a Yelp page or not yet?
Yeah. I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you do have a Yelp page already, we advise you keep managing your current reviews and content directly. But if you would like it to be optimized with no additional cost, of course, we will need admin access. Would you like our team to optimize a Yelp profile for a better lead flow?
Yeah, optimize Yelp and optimize Facebook.
Yep. So, I'm going to go ahead and send you an email so you can add this as an admin to your Yelp page, okay?
Okay.
And let me see. I do understand you don't want to log in if that's how Yelp works. But anyways, once it's optimized and it would be helpful, your clients may call you directly if you have the number, okay?
Yeah.
And let me see. Oh, one.
Or text message me directly.
Okay.
Don't want to log in to anything. And I'm also on that Home Advisor. I don't want to have to, people try to get a quote from me all the time on there, which costs me money. So I don't utilize it anymore. I still got the page. They gave it to me for free, but I don't like, if they want a quote from me, they don't have to ask me, try to communicate me through that. They can just call me directly, you know?
Mm. So you already want to have calls directly, right?
Yeah. From the clients on Home Advisor. I know that's kind of maybe infringing on their policies and whatnot, but you know, I got a page on there.
You also have your Home Advisor page. Okay.
Yeah.
But let me see.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, let's just go back to your Google Business Profile, because there's something that I also want to offer with no additional cost. Because there's one good feature that we offer, Corey, where we do weekly posts. So we do weekly posts on your Google Business Profile to keep you front and center in local search. You'll be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Sure. I mean, I post pretty regularly, but yeah, it doesn't hurt to have you guys add some in there, you know?
Yep. If ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it to your dashboard anyways, okay?
Yeah.
All righty. And let's talk about your Facebook business page. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
I mean, yeah, I do. But okay. And then you guys went and made me another one, and it was like, now there's two. So it's like,
let me see. Did my team already created another one for you?
Yeah, and then I never stuck with that one. So you can just utilize the one I got that I made if you want.
Yes. So I can, but I will have to make sure again.
Yeah, I don't think it's an app. Yeah, it's a business page, I think.
But I actually didn't see it right now, your Facebook business page. But I just want to make sure. Let me try to put it up again. And if not, I will ask you to add this as admin to your Facebook business page so we can get your ads running, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Actually, we don't have any Facebook business page on your account right now, okay? So
okay.
Just work with the one that you have.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So let me see. You also have Facebook ads as part of your package, right? So we will run ads for you. And since you do have Facebook ads as part of your package with us, Curry, I'm going to send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. So let me send it to you real quick.
Doesn't that cost money? No.
Oh, it's already part of the package. There's no additional cost for that. Mm-hmm. We will run ads for you. This is a very good package that you have. Okay, so let me send it to you right now. Okay, so I will do hope that you'd be able to add this as admin to your Facebook business page as soon as possible so we can work on a correct timeline, okay? So grant us access to your Facebook page to get your ads running. And on that link, Curry, it will actually ask you to log in to the personal Facebook that you use in creating your Facebook business page. But you don't have to worry. We will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page, okay?
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I already sent it to you. Just let me know once you have it. All right. And while waiting for you to have that, I'm going to go ahead and ask you with regards to your Facebook ads, because you do have Facebook ads as part of your package. And for your Facebook ads, Curry, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have our creative team handle this?
You could do a mixture of both. You know, you could create some things, but there's also a ton of pictures on my Facebook and Google business profile that you could just utilize those as well.
Okay. Let me see, but I always suggest, Curry, that once you have new photos from your job, please upload it to your dashboard or through your local Splash app, because that is very helpful when it comes to the optimization. We will use those photos.
Yeah,
okay?
What I generally do is when I have new pictures, I just upload them to the Google business profile in an update.
Okay.
So I just post an update.
To your Google business profile. Okay. Have you checked your dashboard?
Have I checked my dashboard?
Yes. Your local Smash dashboard.
Oh, I never go on there.
Oh, okay. Let me see. We just sent you, let me check if John sent you your login credentials. I can go ahead and resend your login credentials.
I go on there. I know how to go on there. I just never do.
Oh, okay. So, yep. I also suggest on your dashboard, you can always go there. And if you have more photos, if it's convenient for you, you can upload photos on the dashboard. So we can use it for Facebook also and for the other marketing campaigns.
So you're saying I should utilize that dashboard instead of just going?
Yes, because on the dashboard, if ever you go on your dashboard or through your app, do you have your local Splash app or not yet?
I don't have an app, no.
Okay, so you can have either an app or the dashboard since you already have here added a local search engine optimization with us. So you can always check on your dashboard if you are having new leads. So if ever you missed any leads, you can check it in your dashboard and you can always get back to your clients. That is one of the features that we have that we want you to utilize. Okay? All right. And let me see. Let's talk about your Facebook ads. For your Facebook ads, Curry, would you like to send specific images, right? So you want a mix of both. So you want a creative team handle this and you'll be using your photos, correct?
Yeah, just create some and if you have a new one, you could use those, not just, because I don't always post, like, pictures of jobs that aren't that interesting, you know, so.
Gotcha.
So if they're not interesting to me, then they're someone else, if you could make something that would be more interesting, you know. So if I think it's interesting, I'll put the picture on there.
Gotcha. So I'll note it here that we will have the creative team handle this, but you'll be sending some photos. And for your Facebook ad, Curry, there are three lead response methods. We have this form fill, where your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. We also have calls, where you will receive an instant call from your potential clients when they click and complete the process to call you directly from your Facebook ads. And we also have this Facebook Messenger. So what we actually highly recommend, Curry, is using the form fill, because the form fill will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures that there's no opportunities missed. The other options, again, are the calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. So which one would you like to use?
The form is fine. It probably, they put their phone number on the form, huh?
Yes, of course. They will put the phone number on the phone where you reach out to them.
Okay, and they could also call me at the same time, you know? Because my phone number will be put on there, right? So.
Yes, of course. You will have your phone number on your ads, on your, when we optimize. But I just want to make sure, since we'll be running the form fill, so when we run the ads, we can only choose one for now.
Okay,
so,
the form's fine.
Okay, let's do the form fill, because let me see. All right. Okay, I see that you already have the Google verified. Oh, and also, I just want to let you know that we do also have Google Ads here in Local Splash. I see that it is not part of your subscription. And also, Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services. And you only pay for true demands when someone clicks. And if ever you'd be interested with this query, you can always add this anytime. And we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results. Okay? And let me see. Just let me know once you already have your business license number, okay? But if not, I'll just note it here so my team will know. Okay. And our team is available Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed?
Okay. Let me go look for that. Take that license number.
Okay.
Okay. 377-4-7-IC.
That's, let me go ahead and check that here. That's, oh, it's actually, oh, that's 377-7-4-7-IC.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still the same license number, and do you have the expiration date?
Yep, same number.
Yeah, so let me note it here. All right, thank you so much for that. Okay, I'll note it here then. And also, our team is available Monday through Friday, Curry, and that's 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed? Can we call you anytime if you have concerns?
You call me anytime. You know, I'll answer if I can. It's really hard to tell when I'll be available, you know?
Yeah, gotcha. Yep. So we'll try to call you anytime if we have some urgent concerns. But if you're not available, we'll try to leave you a voicemail, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right. And I see that you do have a logo. Okay. So you already have your logo here. The one that I'm seeing on your website, right? So this is your logo?
Stay again.
All right. So I see your logo, the one that we have on the website, correct?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So let me just go ahead and have this. All right. So now you will see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, and let me know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And if you have the photos, the videos, you can send them. You can send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Unless I send them to you, no. Yeah.
Got it. Anyways, those were only like placeholders that we can always change anytime.
I really don't want stock ones. I'd rather for AI generated, but it's not stock, you know.
Okay, I'll note it here. Not stock images.
I swear that Google knows when they're stock, because people look at other solicitors for designing websites and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me that they're stock. So people know when they're stock, you know.
Gotcha. So I'll note it here. You are okay with AI-generated images and not with stock photos.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Even my logo, because you guys made that for me, right? So it's got a stock image behind it, but I didn't know that when I accepted it.
But for the logo that we have right now, it's actually a kind of nice logo. Are we going to keep the same, right?
I think it's nice, but it is stock.
Okay. But are we going to keep the same logo?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I'm noting it here that we will stay away from stock images, and we're going to be working with AI photos just in case we will be needing AI-generated photos.
I don't want to change. Yeah, that sounds good. I don't want to change the logo, but you guys could redesign one for me and let me look at it. I might be interested in that. But don't change anything for now.
Okay. Yep. Actually, if you already have this logo and you're already running your other campaigns, I also suggest that we just have to stick with this logo, if that's okay with you. Right?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's just stick with this logo for now, because, you know, you've been already running some campaigns before, so people already recognizing you through this logo, right?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me see. Now, as I've mentioned earlier, you will see several important emails from us soon, Curry. So first, review the keywords list that we just discussed earlier, and let me know if you want to add or just reply to the message, okay? And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere and any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business profile will be optimized in parallel, so you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates, because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering necessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, just note that, of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. Okay, just one moment here. So 3 weeks from now, that would be same day, Thursday. I think that's going to be on the 9th of April. Okay. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule? 9th of April.
9th of April. Let me go look. That's fine.
And what would be the best time for you? Same time when we started the client interview?
Yeah, like right now is a good time.
Okay. I'm going to note it here, April 9th, same time. All right. I'm going to just note it here. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay.
All righty. And let me see. So you already have the tracking number. That sounds good. And this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much, Corey, for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any concerns or questions that I can help you out?
No, thank you.
Okay. And also, Corey, I was actually trying to bring in your account manager. Her name is Catherine. She will be your single point of contact for all the future campaigns and discussions. So I was checking in if she's available, but I think she's not available right now. So she will reach out to you later or maybe in the next few days to introduce herself. She will give you progress updates on your account and answers any questions that you may have. Okay?
All right.
And also, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We're also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back, because we're here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please check your emails and for status updates and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, Curry, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No. Thank you.
All right. Very much welcome. If ever you have any concerns, do not hesitate to give us a call, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
This is the call that man that I talked with yesterday was talking about, right?
Yeah. Oh, this is the call that we will be setting up your account with us. So once we set up your account, and if ever our team have some concerns, we will reach out to you, especially that you have your account manager. She will reach out to you. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much, Curry. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care.
You too, bye.
Bye-bye.